Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Welcome. I am Dr. Gloria Thurmond, and I welcome you to the episode 1 of the podcast, Music, A Global Doorway to the Sacred. Episode 1, on Encountering the Sacred Through Latin Plain Chant, is the first in a series of 4 programs. These podcasts are sponsored by the Institute of Communication and Religion, which is housed in the College of Communication and the Arts at Seton Hall University. The musical theme that you heard at the beginning is an instrumental rendition of the beautiful Taizé chant, the words of which I used to open the program. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. May that be the intention of our hearts as we explore music, particularly Latin plain chant, as a doorway to the sacred. What is the meaning of the word sacred? The word sacred is often used as a synonym for holy, which is defined as that which is set apart for a special purpose from those things and experiences referred to as mundane and profane. Under his book titled The Idea of the Holy, the early 20th century German philosopher Rudolf Otto introduces the term numinous, describing numinous feelings as those which are similar to those feelings of being present to the holy. Through the experience of the numinous, which arouses in us feelings of attraction, awe, or wonder and mystery, the sacred is mediated through our 5 senses, and it provokes an interior response to the presence of goodness, beauty, and truth. Biblical accounts of those encountering the sacred are found in the book of Exodus, where Moses experiences the burning bush, and in the Gospel of Luke, in the sudden appearance of the angels to the shepherds on the outskirts of Bethlehem, where the angels announced the birth of Jesus. In his essay on the 5 senses in the biblical experience of worship, Father Lawrence Frizzell of Seton Hall University writes that the universal experience of human beings is that learning in the natural order comes through sense experience. The body mediates the interaction of natural realities with the knowing person. Although the gifts of hearing and sight receive most emphasis, touch, taste, and smell convey dimensions of the created world in each person, and this is true of experiencing the sacred as well. I had the privilege of preparing this podcast during the approach of Christmas, and it gave me a wonderful opportunity to connect with some beautiful plain chant from the medieval church honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Solemnity of the Nativity. For me, the preparation of the podcast became an encounter with the sacred as I experienced inspiration and spiritual revival through the connection of prayer, meditation, and Latin plain chant. During the month of December, the Church celebrates 2 important feasts, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th in its veneration of the sinless conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Christmas, when the Nativity of the Lord is celebrated. These feasts provide a very good opportunity for us to hear the beautiful words delivered by Mary in the Magnificat, or in English, called the Canticle of Mary. These are the words spoken by the Blessed Virgin Mary to her relative Elizabeth, whom she visited to share with her the news of her impending divine motherhood. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Let us listen to a musical example of this beautiful Magnificat chant.
My name.
Thank you.
Now let's take a moment to reflect upon what you heard. While this chant was being mediated through your sense of hearing, were you aware of a numinous experience that was aroused within you as you listened? What words would you use to describe your interior response to this chant? The numinous experience could inspire an interior response that may be comparable to that of the Blessed Virgin Mary when greeted by the angel Gabriel with the news of her selection to become the mother of God, God's Son. Mary replied, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." We can read these words in the first chapter of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, verse 38. This scriptural passage from the Gospel of Luke reflects her complete surrender to the will of God. An interior response to the presence of the numinous, therefore, may include an experience of transcendent presence, as in the visitation of the angel Gabriel to the Blessed Virgin Mary, a surrendering to the will of God, as did the Blessed Virgin Mary, gratitude and praise to God, reflected in her beautiful phrase, "My soul does magnify the Lord." Acceptance, contentment, and deep peace to the message that one receives. Hopefulness, and a sense of all-consuming beauty, goodness, and truth. Let's listen to another musical example from the Latin plain chant repertoire. This ancient chant, "Hodie, Christus natus est," is translated as "Today, Christ is born. The Savior has appeared. Angels sing on earth today. Archangels rejoice today. The righteous exult, saying, Glory to God Most High, and peace on earth to those of good will. Alleluia." As you listened to this chant, were you aware of a numinous experience that was aroused within you? What words would you use to describe your interior response to the chant? Or was there a sense of transcendent presence? Gratitude? Praise? Was there a sense of surrender to the will of God? Acceptance? Contentment? Deep peace? Tranquility? Hopefulness? The sense of an all-consuming presence of beauty, goodness, and truth. And finally, let us listen to a last example. The last example is not from the plain chant tradition, but rather it's a 19th century Christmas carol thought by many primarily to be a sweet Sunday school song for children. However, I have found that "Away in a Manger" carries a deeply spiritual message of wonder, trust, and surrender to the love and goodness of God incarnate in the baby Jesus. In stanza 3, we hear the words of trust in God's salvation brought to us through Jesus. The words are, "Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children with thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee there." Let us listen to this beautiful cradle hymn. As you listen to this beautiful Christmas carol, were you aware of a numinous experience that was aroused within you? What words would you use to describe your interior response to this carol? Was there a sense of transcendent presence, a sense of gratitude, praise, and surrender to the will of God? Was there a sense of acceptance, contentment, and deep peace, hopefulness? The sense of an all-consuming presence of beauty, goodness, and truth. As a concluding thought, I'd like to share with you a beautiful quotation that I found as I prepared this podcast. In a 13th century mystical commentary from the Judaic religious tradition, it is written that there is a temple in heaven that is only opened through song. It is my hope, therefore, that our consideration of the music of Latin plain chant as a doorway to the sacred has provided a glimpse of the transcendent beauty and presence for which all of us are destined. Thank you.